Once again, you pilgrims come into Mare Queen of the Universe have let me realize that what I was told was a lie. Because guess what? People told me that today the church would be empty. Because it's Super Bowl Sunday. But we have had bumper attendance at last night's Mass and at the 8 o'clock this morning. And again, look at this. Almost all the seats are taken except for this one up here. So, there are various reasons why persons probably have come to church today. They may have come because they're praying for their team and hoping that that team will win. But you know, here we are. This is the house of the great chief. You see? And we're more than 49 in the, you see? But some persons may have come because they are here in Orlando for the national chair competition. You see? Some have come because it is World Marriage Sunday and they want a special blessing with their spouse. And others may have come because it's a Sunday before Ash Wednesday and therefore they wanted to say goodbye to Alleluia today by singing all of these Alleluias. But whatever reason propelled you to come to this place, I am praying that you have come today like a leper. And coming like that leper, you have come with a certainty, knowing that there is one here that you can approach, that you can kneel before that one, the one who has that name, Jesus. You can kneel before him and you can say, if you wish, you can make me clean. If you wish, you can make me clean. Because no doubt, each person who is here today has something in his or her heart that is oppressive. Something that we want to get rid of, and something that we know that only Jesus can take away. So we have come in faith. We have come in faith. And we will approach him in faith. And we will kneel before him. And what will he do? He is going to touch you. He's going to touch you. And by touching you, he's saying, I have not rejected you. You're special to me. You're important to me. And I will to make you clean. I will to take away everything from you that will prevent you from living the life that you are intended to live. I will take that away from you. and I will set you free. So think about it. What is that one thing in your life at this moment that you'd like to get rid of? What is that one thing? Present that now to Jesus. Present that. Can you feel His touch? Can you feel Him touching you and saying, I have taken that away from you. I have set you free. Listen to Him say those words to you. And I am sure that if you feel that touch and if you hear those words, then like that leper in today's gospel, you're going to be disobedient. And how is that disobedience? Jesus said to him, don't say anything to anybody. And what did he do? He went out and he told everybody. And this is what we will do. We will tell everybody that Jesus has taken away that one thing from us that made us a leper. We can say, I am no longer a leper. I have been set free. I have been included. I have been brought back into the fold. No longer on the margins. No longer ostracized. But I have been brought back. And I am now fully a member of the community. And that's where I want to stay forever. And because of our witness, just as we have come from different parts of the United States and other parts of the world, we have come here, so it is that through our witness, through our testimony, people will be coming to Jesus from everywhere. And so we will continue to let people know that this church will never be empty because people will keep on coming because they know that they can encounter Jesus here, that they can be set free. So my sisters and brothers, when you leave this place, leave and celebrate your freedom.